you want to know. You just want to know.
Hi, Ella speaking.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning, how can I help you?
I just have a question about the caregiver program.
Sure.
Who, is it just Philadelphia? It's just here, Philadelphia. Does it include, like, other cities?
So it's actually Pennsylvania, some counties of Pennsylvania. Okay. Which county are you?
Bethlehem.
Which one?
Okay.
Well, Lehigh, I'm sorry.
Lehigh County. So, yeah, so we actually do Lehigh County as well.
And how can we go about applying or finding out if we qualify?
Sure, I can assist you with that. For whom are you, who needs the care?
My mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law? And she's, like, elderly or disabled? I guess so.
Yes.
Got it. Does she have Medicaid?
Yes.
She has Medicaid. So it sounds like she should be eligible for home care. And one of you want to sign up, like one of the family wants to be the caregiver for her?
Yeah, my husband.
Got it. Okay. So what I can do is I can take down her information and have a specialist be in contact with her, and she's going to help her get approved for the home care program and sign up your husband as the caregiver.
Okay, she doesn't speak English.
I can speak with you. It doesn't really matter. I just need the info.
Okay.
Whoever has it.
All right, sounds good. Okay, yes, here you go.
Hello? I just need her. Yes, hi, how are you?
Oh, good, I'm good.
Great, so you want to sign up as the caregiver, as I understand, right?
Yes. The thing is that I want to know, like, the info of it, what do we have to do, or what I have to
sure.
do personally. And what my mother has to do, we was talking about it, and right now she's limited in a lot of aspects, so I'm the only one that actually could be able to be a great fit for her and helping her out.
Got it.
So I'm not sure how to go about it. That's
sure,
what
let me
I have to
explain you
to
the process. So let's say if we're doing her lesson now, what I'll do is I'll take down her information and your just name and number. I'm going to have a specialist assigned to this case. She's going to be your coordinator. What she'll do, she's going to do with your mom, schedule an assessment for Medicaid to come down. They're going to come down to the house, evaluate her, see if she's approved for home care. If she gets approved for home care, then her service coordinator from her insurance would evaluate how many hours per week she can get approved. And in the meantime, we're going to sign you up as the caregiver. What we'll need like your basic medical records just to make sure you're healthy and okay, and your IDs, like legal stuff, and then you'll need to fill out the legal paperwork for a legal employee. And then once we get everything set, you're going to be able to work that amount of hours per week that she was approved for.
Oh, okay. I got
quite
it now.
Simple and easy, and we're also going to have a specialist, on top of your case. So she's going to be able to help you with everything, whatever you need.
Oh, okay. So whatever questions and everything, good. That's good. Okay, that'll work.
Do you have your mom's name and date of birth so I can pull up her Medicaid information?
Her name is Lillian Colon. Date of birth, oh, my God.
I just spelled Colon, C-O-L-O-N.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's September 27 of 19, I believe it's 43.
How old is she? Do you know?
She's 80 around there.
Around. Okay, you don't know her exact birthday. I'll try it. Lillian is L-I-L-L-I-A-N?
Yes.
And colon and 927-1943. Let me see if it comes up. But it actually does not. Let me see if I can change maybe the date of birth.
She lives in Bethlehem.
Where does she live?
I live in Texas. In Bethlehem.
Where is that?
Bethlehem.
Which county is that?
And it's right next to Allentown. So it's Northampton County.
Northampton, okay, we service that as well. Do you have maybe her Social Security number or her Medicaid ID?
Oh, man, I wish I was right next to her right now. I was there and I just left. 1945, she was born.
Let me try 1945.
Huh? Okay.
close enough, come up. And you sure it's September 27, right?
Yeah, September 27. Oh, my God, man. I'm lost. I'm going to call my mother. I know her birthday is September 20. My homie is 27. She's, no, I think it's 26.
I'll just try it. It's fine. Let me try all birthdays.
Okay. All right. Because it's almost next to my, like, my best friend's birthday. So
oh.
I think it's 26, something like that.
Doesn't it come? Let me see.
If it's not, is there, like, another way that I can call when I'm there with her and it'll be a day that you be there? A
we
best time, a day?
So the thing is, I'm leaving, like, in the next half an hour, the office, for the weekend. I'll be back on Monday.
Okay, so I could do that. I could wait till Monday. I'll go there in the morning sometime, like after 9, and I'll be right next to her, and I'll give you all the information that you need, like, from my mom's side.
Perfect. Maybe do you take down my direct line, because you reached now on main line.
Okay, sure. Direct line.
So that,
can you put it
are
down?
You ready for it?
Yeah, give me a second.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 267.
Okay.
551.
Okay.
7406.
7406.
You can call her
and
get this number anytime. My name is Stella.
Oh, okay. Bella. Okay. I'll do that then. All right, Bella. I appreciate your help. And,
no problem. Can I get your first and last name so I know what to put
sure.
in the
profile? Yeah. So, Jose.
Okay.
J-O-S-E.
Yeah.
And last name is Alicea, which is A-L-I-C-E-A.
Got it. Okay, perfect. I just put it in, so I'll be waiting for your call on Monday.
Yeah,
so
and
you
could put
you
my phone number.
Well.
Sure, and here's my phone number, too. 484.
Okay.
550.
0346. 0346, got it.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, perfect. I think we're all set for now.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.